But joining us now, let's open the door and welcome into the studio our old friend. He is our Musers sports psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good to see you. We haven't visited with you in a while. There's
the sip of coffee.
Oh, just had to get a little bit of my morning coffee there.
Yeah, you always like some Joe in the morning, don't you?
Always love sucking on a little Joe in the morning.
Yes, you do.
Wonderful. You guys smell my fragrance? I heard you having cologne talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit. What
smells,
are you wearing?
Almost smells like Chanel, like a women's perfumer.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. This is called High Karate, and it is a very nice fragrance that I enjoy.
Okay, yeah, I used to wear that as a kid. Well, welcome to the program.
Funny.
For those who don't know, Dr. Maxwell is a prolific author, having written or co-written more than 2,800 books.
That's right, Craig, and thank you so much for saying that. Yes, I want to talk a little bit about the Mavericks.
I'm sorry?
Hey, said that fast.
Yes, talk about them. You know, they are getting very close to 500 now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to shave up their beards. And some of these guys have
beards,
very impenetrable beards.
I'm sorry, they have what?
Impenetrable.
I don't...
Impenetrable.
Appreciable.
Yes.
Oh, appreciable beards. Yes, okay.
Yes. And I have a lot of experience with beards.
I bet you do.
I had a beard for many years,
oh,
as a matter
okay.
of fact.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little psychologist surrounding being at 500.
Psychology of being 500. Huh?
Yes, there's a tremendous amount of pressure when you're at 500 because you could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
You go either way.
Something, again,
either winning or losing,
I would think
we
know about.
So I think that the Mavericks, you know, they've hired me on to kind of shepherd them through this time.
Oh, they have?
Yes, they've hired me on. And while I've been working with them, I met Mark Cuban at a private social function, and he hired me, you know, to come talk to the team and that sort of thing. But while I've been spending time with the team, I've actually been authoring a few books with some of the players.
Oh, that's
back
terrific.
Yes.
Oh, and I see you've brought a few of those copies.
I
yeah, that's
a
great.
A few copies because I wanted you guys to kind of, these are review copies, and I'd love to get a little quote from each of you maybe to put in the front matter.
Maybe we can do that.
Okay, look at this one. I think that I'm going to give this one to George here. This is called Mein Kampf Beard by Dirk Nowitzki, and it's a story about his beard, and he has pictures of it growing out and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And then I have this one here. I think you're really going to enjoy this one, Krieg.
Mm-hmm.
It's called No, I'm Not a Double Murderer or a Condiment, My Story by O.J. Mayo.
Okay. So he's kind of setting the O.J. record straight.
That's right, setting the record straight. Here's another in this series. That's a whole series of books that I have. The No, I'm Not series is what I like to call them. It's just kind of an infirmary title
kind of
that I have. Yeah. This is called No, I'm Not Brian Cardinal by Chris Kamen. With a Forward by Brian Cardinal.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah, interesting that we were able to get him to do this. And then this one, I think that this is going to be a very good one. It's a more expensive book. It's called The Only Trophy That Matters, My Experience with Dancing with the Stars by Mark Cuban.
Oh.
He's still hung up on that, huh?
And then, you know, a lot of my friends, maybe friends are younger.
What? I'm not sure I got any of that.
What? A lot of Maverick fans are younger.
Oh, you know? Maverick
a lot
fans
of Maverick fans.
Smaller, you know, younger humans. What
sure.
do you call them?
Kids?
Kids. Yes. Kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Silly Mavs Fans, Tricks Are Not Just for Kids. A book of drawings by Mark Cuban.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yes. Because people of all ages can be fans of tricks.
Sure.
Tricks. Mm-hmm. And, you know what? I've been talking a lot about basketball this morning.
Yes, you have.
But we can't forget there's other spirits going on.
Always other spirits.
Always. I'm sorry?
Other spirits going on. Yes, you're correct.
It's like you're making fun of the way he talks.
No. Just agreeing with him.
Making fun of the way I talk. I don't say anything like that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Where are you?
He said spirits.
I thought you did, Jim.
I said spirits. Two
okay.
totally different words.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I misunderstood, Jim.
Boy, this is a good one here for the Little stocking stuffer, early stocking stuffer.
Real early.
Very. Just inside a year off.
It's called John Daniels is a Punk-Ass Liar by Nolan Ryan.
Whoa, yeah. That's going to be controversial.
Forward by Ruth Ryan. and then you guys are somewhat involved in local media. True?
Somewhat. Yes.
False,
yeah.
True?
Barely.
True, false,
barely.
False, right? True? Yes.
True. Either
okay,
one.
Good. Sure. This is called Phased Out of Relevance by Mike Ducey. Brand new book.
What?
Hot off the presses.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
Photo section by Ron Jackson. It's very nice. It's a collection of creep shots taken with Ron's cell phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nice that we have that. And who lives in Dallas who has not heard of the Dallas Cowboys?
Nobody.
Everyone lives at Cowboys.
Right.
Well, I do have several Dallas Cowboy books.
Okay.
This is called "Oh My God, What Have I Done?" The Inside Story of the Tony Romo Deal by Jerry Jones.
Oh wow! Already regretting it.
And then a little follow-up book here. "Oh My God, What Have I Done?" The Inside Story of Signing a Deal with Jerry Jones by Tony Romo.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes, interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about presenting this as a collection. You mm-hmm. know, you can get both books at once.
Both what?
Both books. There would be
Buicks.
Both what?
Buicks at once.
That's a cur, Junior. Didn't know what you're taking about. And then this one. I think this is a great one. And I know you guys are up against it, so
yeah,
get in here. It's called Unicorns, Rainbows, and Four-Wheelers, The Doug-Free Coloring Book.
I may get that
I've got plenty of copies of those.
Great.
For you. Just give them to your friends.
Thank you.
Nieces and nephews. You can give them to
Thank you, Dr.
Yes,
Maxwell.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you guys
and,
for having me.
And thank you to your assistant who's up here with you. Very handsome young man. Just,
uh-huh.
I'm not sure who he is. I'm just assuming that you guys are...
Oh, that's Terrence. He is
yeah.
my teacher's assistant this year.
I met him.
He is majoring in African American studies, and he is an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of
Terrence.
He's one of our big football players at UTD.
You'll have a football team.
May I ask, are the two of you dating?
Why would you
dating what? Dating old books?
Dating each other sexually.
Dr. Maxwell, I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry.
You're full of lies, bitch!
Oh, gosh. Why do you want to do that to
me? Dr. Maxwell, I'm so sorry.
That music fire off. All right, it's 8:53 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.